Heavenly Father, I praise you and thank you that I can come boldly to the throne room and ask for help in my time of need. Father, you know the desire of my heart is that I could be a help to these ladies. And I pray that you'd work in each heart. You know exactly where they're at in their prayer life. You know what their season of life is. You know them intimately. I pray that they be able to take away something that would help them. Father, I can't do that. I can give them what you've given me, but I can't make it happen. But I know you can, and I ask that you would. I pray these things in the name of Christ. Amen. Okay, instructions. Getting started. Step one. There are some book, they're kind of like worksheets that I'm going to show you. They will help you just get acclimated to praying this way. The first one and the most important, here's the worksheets. But the first one, the praying about your praying, that is a priority. I did a workshop years ago, and it actually was my outline. It was the idea of praying about your praying. If you remember in Scripture when the apostles went to Jesus and they said, teach us how to pray, it doesn't say it there, but the inference is they listened to each other pray and they listened to Jesus and they weren't the same. And so they went to him and they observed, you know, teach us how to pray. And what's so neat is that God knows you individually, so he knows exactly how to teach you. You know, I'm sure those of you that have children, you might have three or four children and they are all different learners, right? They learn in a different way. I had two children, my little girl. I would tell her to do some things and she would say, Mom, just let me do it and I'll come back and you can tell me the next thing. And my son, I could tell, you know, five things and he... So they're just different. One isn't better than the other. They're just different. And the same is true as you learn. So you pray about your praying. In your book, let's see. Okay. On the bottom there, it will talk about where you begin. God's glory, God's word, believing, planning, purposing, practicing, and persisting. The next one is just kind of like a worksheet, and then you have learn by doing. The learn by doing is learning to pray scripture. There's scriptures written out there, and then at the bottom you would just kind of write out a prayer based on that scripture. Okay? Like in Romans 15:13, it says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, when you pray, you don't go, you're a God of hope. I ask that you fill me with all joy and power in believing. You know, I mean, just, you digest it. And you learn to, in your mind, you practice by writing it out, but you might say, Father, I'm so glad you're a God of hope. I need joy. Would you please fill me with joy and peace and believing that I might abound in hope? And I know that's done by your Spirit, and I praise you for it because you get the glory. You know, it's just digesting it. And when you pray that way, you begin, at least I do, to believe it because it's in my own words. You know, I've prayed it, and it's like a conversation that you would have with the Lord. Okay, on the pray about your praying, you might take one of those. Like in my prayer notebook, believe it or not, after I don't know how many years, I haven't counted, I still do that. I don't pray the whole list, but I still pray it. I still ask the Lord to continue to teach me. Sometimes I add things to it. There's a lot of scribbles on here, but I might pray in a certain area, so I pray and ask the Lord to teach me. Under construction. Okay, that's what's in your prayer notebook. If you get a full notebook, this is what's in there. There's worksheets. There's a list. There's praying 30 days. There's write-ins. And then there's testimonies. It's step by step. Okay, there's another sheet. There's two different pray about your praying sheets. Okay, this one fits inside of your notebook. That's what I have here. It's not a worksheet. It's just one that fits inside. You'll put that inside of your notebook, and even your sample book has this. And you'll just absolutely start doing that, nothing else. You'll pray about your praying, okay? About God's glory, God's word, believing, planning, purposing, and practicing. I have to remind myself about that. In persisting, this particular prayer is use this waiting time to allow others to see that you are trustworthy. So when you continue to pray like that, your focus changes and your thought process changes, so you don't get into the rut of list. I don't know if you've ever prayed with someone like on a Wednesday night and you have your prayer sheet. For you know, and you go through the most of it is people needing have health issues. Am I right? They're all health issues. And when you pray with someone, often they will ask for the doctors to have wisdom. They'll ask that they won't be in too much pain, you know, that type. And there's nothing wrong with that. But can anybody tell me maybe a different way you would pray? God be glorified. How else might you pray? Okay, how else might you pray? Yes, that bring about growth in their lives, that they might see opportunities to be a witness to someone. So it's changing that focus. The first focus is okay, about their health needs. But if that's all it is, where's the focus? On ourselves. And is God surprised that they have cancer? No. Uh-uh. And it's like you don't want to waste whatever he brings into your life. It's either going to, sometimes it's going to be both. It's either going to be a training time for you, you know, so it'll bring about growth, the trying of your faith, work of patience, and let patience have its perfect work. That's a good prayer that you would pray that way. And there's a reason that God brings things into your life like that. And so to just constantly pray that everybody will get well or they won't feel bad or they won't hurt, you're missing. You're missing what God's purpose is in that. And so even in church, you have all those lists like that. People don't tend to pray about growth. The same thing maybe in, you know, like, people that die, you might continually pray that their family would be comforted, which is fine. But you have to remember, there's people that are lost, that God will use this death to draw people to himself. So it's continually having a different focus instead, you know, with that. Okay, the pray sheet. This can be, I put this in here because one of our speakers said this. They start out your prayers with, thank you, Lord, for this day. And it can be a habit. And even in praise, sometimes you get into sort of a rut. You do. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you that you love me. You do. You get into one. And so I developed this where if you take maybe for 30 days, Marty Coyer's book is very good. You know, what do I know about my God? Just take that time and say, like, you know, that you're thankful that he is a God of grace. I thank him for being a God that is long-suffering. You know, so you reflect upon that. 30 days about attributes of God. To focus on the fact that he's all-powerful, he's all-wise, he's all-knowing. 30 days about his word. I thank you, Lord, that your word is pure. You could go to Psalm 19 or Psalm 119 and praise him for that. Praise him that we even have the word of God that we can read. And God's promises, sometimes there's a promise book or you can have that outlined in scripture. This is one in particular I like. 30 days of hymns. These are hymns I'm not as familiar with, but they helped me. How vast is his grace, how great is his faithfulness, how deep his love, how rich his mercy, how high his thoughts, how sure his wisdom. It's that type of praying so that you focus on that. You know, praise him that he's your high priest. Praise him for his name. And then one of praise and thanksgiving. Okay, the notebook starts out with, this is where it's individual. You can either do by categories. Okay, you can do praise, family, myself, my church. That's what I do. Okay, different missionaries, extended family, friends. So you break it down in categories. Or you can do it weekdays, and there's a book back there. Some people think different. They say, no. I want Sunday, I'm going to pray about church. Monday, I'm going to pray for missionaries. Tuesday, I'm going to pray for my family. And within that, they might break it down a different way. So it just depends on your thought process. For me, I do it in categories, but most of my Wednesdays, I don't have a prayer list on there. Because it's just it's a different type of day for me, and we spend time at church in prayer on Wednesday night. So I have a section that I always pray, but then on Wednesday for the other ones, I don't pray for any friends hardly on Wednesday or different things like that. I just eliminate that time. That helps me. And there's a post-it note. Let me see if I can find mine here. Here it is. These happen to be the churches in Illinois, where I'm from. But instead of spot praying for my favorite church or whatever, I go through the list. I just take one a day. This is in a page protector, and you just move it down. And you can even have a theme that you might pray. Here, I've been praying lately. I've been praying about how they deal with COVID in their church. And there's a lot of churches here. Okay, but I would never pray for them if they weren't on a list. Okay, this is just done in a Word document. You can write it out, but I've given these out at a retreat before. It isn't very lengthy, but it's concentrated. And I can do this because they're written down and they're in a place. Okay, I might pray for the same thing. These are relatives. And I just go down the list. My relatives, most of them are Catholic, so I have a certain way I pray for them. I don't even know some of these people, really. But I just leave that post-it note. And some days I don't get here. I might not get here for a week. But when I go back to it, I'm in the same place. I don't just pray for the ones that, oh, Uncle Leroy has a foul mouth. I'm going to pray for him so he stops cussing, you know, type of thing. So you just work down that list, and I pray mainly for their salvation. So you can use that post-it note in a lot of ways. And then there's the business cards. This is unique. I do this because this is my form of order, and I didn't put this in here to help or to impress you, but I've been praying for this retreat. This is what I did. I broke up the places, and I broke up what I prayed for. I prayed for the workshop leaders, and so it's at the beginning of my notebook, and that's the way I pray. These are people, well, I covered up their faces. These are people I work with, and I pray specific for them and just add on. And then every once in a while, and this is on my website, I'll update it on a 4x6 card and just print it and put it back in here. But it keeps it current, and it's very, very easy. I can pray for these people, a lot of people, shortly but sincerely pray for them in different areas. I have a friend that I pray for right now, and on on Sunday, I pray for outreach, friendliness to others, and hospitality. On Monday, weekly discipleship study and scripture memory. On Tuesday, Satan's lies, help her to flip to praise, and put on the armor of God. Now, that may sound funny, but otherwise, I would focus on, okay, our time together, and I just wouldn't pray in different areas of her life. And so I changed that. Another way that you can use post-it notes, or business cards, is to pray like short-term request. Okay, that's someone with cancer, and then you'll remember to pray for when they have chemo treatments and different things like that. Another one, weekly list, like shut-ins. You would pray pretty much the same way, but you would pray for a large amount of people that way. You might pray for them once a week, okay? And then scripture is a good place to put scripture memory, and pictures. I have pictures. I love pictures. So, like, I have pictures of my family in here. And it just makes me, you know, pray different. I don't have pictures for all of them, but for those I do. Step by step. Okay, this is one of my favorite. I call it a narrow insert just by the fact that I don't know what else to call it. You can do a lot of things with it. You can put your Sunday school class there. You can put your week there. This particular things are kind of hot items for me that are coming up. So I'll make sure that I'm praying every day for them. And I pray consistently. One of them is these workshops. But I'll go all the way down and pray for a good eye doctor. But it's on the same sheet. But that's what's on my mind, and it reminds me to pray about it instead of worry about it or keep thinking, oh, I got an eye appointment, or I need to find a doctor or whatever. So, I mean, that works for me. It may not work for you, but you can use them for all kinds of things. Some people put scripture memory on there. It's very versatile. What I have done is made a sheet. It's on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. There's three narrow inserts. You just print it and punch it and put it in your notebook. You can do whatever color you want. You can put it any place you want, but it sticks in there. And if you do colors, you can find it. And I don't know about you, but if I always had a white piece of paper with writing on it, it would get really old. So instead of decorating my living room, I decorate my prayer notebook, I guess. I don't know. But they're downloadable. Okay, this is one way. Now you're on page 6 in your book. There's different ways to pray for people. You can pray for one person in 7 different areas, okay? Like, if you would pray for yourself, I have a couple lists like that, but I might pray for myself as a wife, okay? I might pray for myself as a mother, a homemaker, ministry, my Christian walk, my outreach, and personal, okay? You can go from the scope of being a good helpmeet and walking worthy of the Lord to weight control. I know that's sporadic, but that's the way your life is. Your life is not all one area. There's a lot of different areas, but it lets you pray about that. Like for my children, I pray in different areas of their lives instead of like if they need to get saved, you know, you pray for save or else help them grow. I pray specific, and part of the reason I pray specific is then I can recognize answers and praise the Lord for it. One of my grandchildren, I pray for church time. I pray for their school. I pray for their friendships, that they'll have godly friendships, that they'll learn to be a godly friend, that they'll lead and influence others rightly. I pray for them, like their testimony, if they have a job, that they'll be protected, that they'll be a godly testimony, that they'll learn a good work ethic. So it's just different areas. I've got 13 grandkids. I can't pray all those things every day for them. And usually I would pray for the kind of hot items, you know, whatever it is. Give them more work hours or whatever, and I'll keep praying that and praying that. And I'm missing the whole point. I'm not praying for growth. Sometimes we don't pray for things when everything's going right. Okay, you might have a child that seems to be getting along just fine, and then you have one that's real rebellious. What is your tendency? Who would you pray for most? The rebellious, right? But you need to pray for someone that looks like everything's going right, because you don't know their heart, because they need to grow in grace and in their knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They need to maybe have more compassion, whatever. But you're praying for them, not like, you know, put out a hot fire type of prayer or emergency prayers. You want to have a consistent, you know, pray for their prayer life that way. Then 31 days. I love this one. You can pray for your... How many of you are pastor's wives? Are any of you pastor's wives? Okay, you can hand these out and have people pray for you as a pastor's wife. But you can pray for your husband this way. You can pray for your pastor and pastor's wife. I pray for my son-in-law as a pastor. I pray for his relationship with God and his preaching and what the list I have down. Instead of just praying that he'll be a good preacher or that he'll preach God's word, I pray specifically that he would be a Christ-centered and Christ-exalting preacher, that he would remember that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the angels are listening to his preaching, that he would preach all the word of God, that he would preach in the power of your spirit, that he would preach the word of God boldly and fearlessly. So it's kind of spotting on different areas. And you would pray a different area every day. This is another way to do... this is my own unique one. In fact, I have a sheet I'll hand out to you that we'll do. I give out a lot of tracts, okay? It's because no one gave me one. I wish they would have. So I can, and God has used that in my life. I just assume that they want them. And this is kind of a, I took it from my own, but it's a hodgepodge, okay? Let's see, Tim at Staples, I gave him a bridge track and I asked him what church he went to. It was just short because, you know, he's working. and just different ones. I put BT for bridge track, new birth track, what I've given them. So I keep track of that. Like there's a relative there on number 23. You probably can't see it, but it's a bridge track, a verbal witness, a done book, and a new birth track. And what I do then, and that's a relative, but on down, there's Emily at the airport. She helped me with my luggage, and I gave her a book. Okay? But I pray for them once a month. Okay? And I don't pray long for them, but I consistently pray for them. Do you know that a tract can sit in a house for 5 years and not be read? And the Lord can bring about a circumstance, and they can pick that up, and they can read it. And so it's not like I have unending list, but I keep up on it pretty much. And that's a way that you can use that. The name on the left, and you could use this for like prayer requests too, like friends. The one on the left is the name, and the one on the right is just a short-term request or, you know, some area you might be praying for them. Because you people that aren't real close to you, you just can't remember to pray for everybody consistently. And so that's the way, another way you can use a 31-day sheet. Okay, this is 1 week with 7 people. These are friends, okay? That means I pray for these friends once a week. And I pray certain areas, and that looks nice and neat. Usually I have it written, you know, all over. So I pray consistently for that. I pray for Melinda that way. I pray for her once a week. And that sounds kind of funny. You think, well, don't you pray more often for her? Listen, if I didn't have it down, it would just be if I got a text from her or something, you know. So I pray consistently. It's not like they're elaborate prayers, but a lot of times the Lord will bring it to mind, or she might mention something. And so I pray for her that way. And then this is just a plain list that you might start. Some people just want to write that out. This is for, I don't know how that, got that way, missionaries. On the right side is just a sheet that someone else has made. The man's name that is down at the bottom, but it talks about their relationship with God, their physical and emotional needs, their family needs, the ability to communicate, effective ministry, team relationships, and the country of service. Like the country of service might be political situation, visa, and open doors. Then on the left, you would put the missionaries' names, and you take a post-it note and just go down that way. You might have, in another area, you might have a lot more written out on a missionary, but you cannot pray for all the missionaries all the time about everything. You just can't do it. And so this is kind of a way you can spot pray. This particular one available, these are all scriptures. You can put names down on the left, and you can work down that list, and you can just kind of spot pray. You can grab hold of one scripture and put that in your own words and pray scripturally. So you have a list there. It's all varied. You could put your Sunday school class there. You could put your cousins, anything you want. You know, you could put if you worked in a Christian school, you could put your teachers, your coworkers. You could put anyone there. And then you have the scripture there, and it teaches you to pray scripturally. These are just write-in pages. Oh, boy, I really got my computer messed up, didn't I? Okay, if you put things on the computer, some people want to write everything out, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with starting that way, but what happens, you have to rewrite, and it gets a lot. Okay, the way my notebook is, this is all on the computer, and I update. Probably about every 3 months or something. I mean, I write in it and then I update it. This is the way I have it on my computer. Okay, that's my prayer notebook. And then under that are my friends. I might pull that up. And these, boy, I really messed up on my computer. Friends in ministry. most of the time I just put their first names. Maybe I might put an initial after it. But I have things I pray for them. And then in 3 months, I'll go back just one day and take one or two sheets and update it and print it. It's real easy, and put it in here. It kind of refreshes my prayer list. So it's not, I don't know about you, but you can really get into a kind of a rut praying the same things. Like if you have a list of 30 people you pray for salvation, you know, you're praying the same thing all the time. And you don't want to do that because you lose, it becomes routine. And sometimes I mix them up. You probably wonder how I do this with my computer skills, but I do. I might always pray for my sister Rachel as a wife on Sunday. Well, after a while, it becomes monotonous again. So you can switch that real easy on the computer and print it off. And it kind of refreshes your prayer notebook so that you're not, you know, starting at the beginning, praying the same things, you know, dutifully going through this. Otherwise, it gets into a rut. God's Word, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. How many of you have your own prayer notebook? Have some type of prayer journal or, okay. Do you have trouble keeping it up or, okay, good. How about you? You have trouble keeping it up? It's hard, isn't it? It's an area that we all need to grow in. I think the last message that we had was tremendous, the idea of growing in our prayer life. And you have to really set aside time for prayer. There's a lot of distractions. Our phones are distractions. You can have a prayer list on your phone. I'm sorry, but I can't do that. I can pray from my phone. It's too tempting. And I'm not I don't know enough technology to shut off all my notifications. And so I'll just answer this one for a minute. And you get distracted, don't you? You can learn to pray in pockets of time. I have a friend that uses the prayer notebook, and hers is not in a binder anymore, I don't think. She has 3 children. One is autistic. She has these all over the house. She has one by the sink. Okay, she prays then. She has one in the bathroom. And so it just depends on what your life is like. You can learn to pray. I call it a pocket of time. When I pray up to a certain point, and I put a post-it note or something like that there, and then I go back. I have a certain time. For me, it's when my husband goes to take a shower. Like clockwork, he'll go like 9:15 and it'll take him so long, and I stop 80% of the time. I wish I could say 100% of the time. This is terrible, but every once in a while, just in a minute, Lord. I mean, I don't exactly say that, but in essence, that's what I'm saying. And then I keep getting busy, but it's not an ironclad rule. But what I do is I stop what I'm doing, I get my prayer notebook, I go into my room, and I spend that section of time. I know exactly where I left off, what I didn't pray, what areas I didn't pray in, so I pick it up again. Instead of going back there and praying for the latest emergency, you cannot live your life praying emergency prayers. You need to pray for growth in your life and in the life of those that you love, that God will be glorified in their life. You know, in fact, that's just what was spoken to us in the last message. It's a different type of praying. It's so that your life and the life of those that you love will glorify God, that God will work in you so he can work through you, so you can accomplish the work that he's ordained for you to do. And that's your purpose. That's why you're here. You know, you're not just praying because, oh, we got prayer time. You know, you need to have a system. Another area that's not up there, but like I take our prayer list from church, and I put that in there, just slip it in there, like this. And let's see here. Okay, here's our pictures. These are people in my family. I just cut down a 4x6 picture and put them in there. I don't know about you, but looking at them is a little bit different than a list. It breaks it up, and I pray for them consistently. And I want to close with just a couple things here. One area I've started praying for are children of friends who have died. I'm 74. So I have friends that are passing away. And my tribute to my friend is to pray for their children. I don't do this all the time, but I work down it. I don't know how my son-in-law, his brother's wife just died, Jenny Dietrich. And Nora Dietrich's mom just died. I know them. So I pray for their children as a mom, as I know my friend would pray for them. I don't do this all the time. This is extra. But you know what? I wouldn't do it if it weren't written down. Another area I pray, like I have these blocked off for salvation. These are different types of salvation where, well, not different types of salvation, but these are Roman Catholic. And it might be different type of people. These are people I used to work with at the library. Okay. And this is my messy track. But see, this is once a month. Once a month, you're praying for a person for less than 5 minutes. You go on Facebook for 5 minutes. If it's written down, you'll pray for them. These are classmates. I went to a Catholic girls' school. They're all becoming, you know, old, 74. And I don't have a lot of contact with them, but I know how to pray for them. And I pray for the ones I've witnessed to. And I keep track of what I did so that I can go back. You know, this is just a certain area I pray for because it's a burden on my heart. And you yourself will have an area that you'll have a burden for. It might be former co-workers. It might be former neighbors. You know, ladies, when we get to eternity, I believe with all my heart that God's going to show us how he answered those prayers and the work that he did that we aren't aware of. I think I shared this with Melinda, but I'll close with this. One day, I don't know what I did, but I set off the alarm in my car. Have any of you ever done that or heard that happen? And I didn't know how to shut it off. And after a while, my husband came and he showed me how to shut it off. Oh, good. But God did that on purpose. A week or two later, I was in Sam's parking lot. And guess what? A lady's alarm went off, and I knew how to shut it off. So I went over. But it wasn't just to help her. It gave me a platform to talk with her a few minutes. I found out this in those few minutes. She has daughters who are believers that are praying for her. She's Catholic, and she's heard that. I gave her a good track. Her daughters are praying for her. They live hours away. They have no idea that God orchestrated that circumstance in Sam's parking lot because he knew he had a willing vessel, because I wish someone had given me a track. And that was the week before he allowed that so that I would be equipped for that good work. That's impracticality, ladies, but that's what happened. That's what happened. Her daughters are praying you know, because she said to me, oh, my daughters are always telling me I should go to church with them or something like that, you know, and I identified with her as a Catholic. I had the right track with me, and I said, you know, this would help you. And she gladly took it. Why? Because I showed her how to shut off her machine. And that may sound everyday, or maybe it even sounds corny, but that's real life. And that's how God can use you, through the avenue of prayer. Okay, there's some notebooks back there. I put the notebooks together. I can't give them away. I gave you a sample, and you can do it, but I can't give the notebooks away. But it's what it cost me to put them together. They're $25 if you're interested. Or you can go online and order them at some time, but then you have postage. So whatever you'd like to do is fine. If you have any questions, you can ask, or I guess we can discuss that in the discussion time. Okay.
Tell them that your website is ruthbaumgardner.com. It's really easy.
Right, right.
There's
so many. It's not up there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and you can download those if you want to keep up with it. And there, I will tell you up front, the stuff is copyrighted, and I'll tell you why. Some of it, I was given permission to copy. Also, I don't want it on someone's website that I don't agree with. I don't want it taken, you know, and put on a website that connects me with someone that I don't agree with, and that's the purpose behind it. But there are downloads on the website. Okay? All right. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you for an opportunity to share. Pray that you would help the ladies, whatever's right for them in their life, to make a decision about maybe putting together a journal. I pray that you would help them step by step. I pray these things in the name of Christ. Amen. Christ. Amen. Christ. Amen. Christ. Amen. Christ. Amen.